Government Buildings, hello.
Put me through to the Taoiseach, Lord Burney.
Please hold, Minister.
Thanks.
Oh, is she hanging, Phil?
Fun and games, Taoiseach. It is better than manual labour, I suppose.
Yeah. Who's he, a Spanish MEP?
Listen, the first payments are due in July.
Right, and what did you say to them? What are we calling this?
A local property tax. Oh. So I said to them, all of them, we need about 0.18% of the value of your home.
Hey, the value, which is nothing.
zero.
Come here, 0.18%. Where'd you get that number from?
Well, as Noonan says, I plucked it out of Merkel's arse. So anyways, that sobered up everyone fairly fast.
Yeah.
And you know the ones in negative equity.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez, that's an awful lot of money, so we've no job, I can't feed the children. But I says, go home and feed the children. we'll spend it on local services and get rid of the tax when we're out of recession.
Which is never.
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 That's in the terms and conditions.
So what's the strategy here, Phil? What are we doing?
Yeah, well, we're calling it the property tax, but the reality is we need a lot more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
So the strategy is you pull them in, and then you have to keep giving, like, to have the checkbook out.
Yeah, give me the moolah, or else we'll hand the f***ing keys to the Germans right now. They'll have to keep giving.
Exactly, the rates will keep creeping up, and then the water charges, except your tanks will go up, a few more quid in the bottles of wine. A bit of a drip, you know.
A drip, but enough about Micheál Martin.
I keep mentioning Fianna Fáil.
Yeah.
We done nothing, so we're just following German orders, like.
Allons en fond de la patrie, le jour de
That's the French anthem you're singing, Taoiseach.
Oh. All right. Listen, I have to dash Phil. I have to go help Eamon Gilmore remove his head from his arse. Oh, another day, another billion.
Colin's Kegs!
Octang Baby. Und Fundsbruch Emergency Information für der Irlanders mit Kanzler Merkel. Dankeschön.
Irlanders, we have reached the end of our leather. We have heard the tapes, all the laughing and the joking and the mocking of the Germans' disgusting behavior. We will hunt down those responsible, Joe Duffy, Doc Savage und C. Fox. We have already captured their friend Brush, and we intend to wipe the floor with him. The Irish forecast is for very, very bad conditions. And I know you like to wear water-resistant underwear in those conditions. Don't bother.
Resistance is useless.
We want to put the people of Ireland in a sack. Trapattoni sack, which smells of cat urine he put in the sack last year. And we will beat the sack until the veiling is unbearable. And we are going to knock 7 shades of €7 billion out of everyone in the sack. If you thought the Anglo tapes were shocking, you just wait and you see the Angular sex tapes. Me, straddling the whole of Ireland, enjoying the ride of my life. Vorsprung durch Technik. Tschüss.
So I trust that will satisfy you, Deputy Ross.
Yeah, so just to confirm, AIB will be happy to cooperate fully in any banking inquiry, yeah?
Absolutely.
Right, we'll just need that confirmation in an email.
No problem. That'll be 30 cent, please.
What? I'm sorry?
30 cent for the email. 150 if you want a hard copy now. And 60 cent for the stamp, obviously.
Wait, you're saying you're going to charge us for correspondence and an inquiry into how you conducted your affairs? Monumentally!
Yeah. Oh, and the charges are actually going up this week. It's all in this leaflet here.
Can I have a look, please?
€2 for a copy there.
Right, well, I'll have to check back. We'll be in touch.
60 cents, please.
60 cents? What?
60 cents if you want to get in touch with us. What? Cover our own costs of opening the email, you know?
Trust me, if we do proceed with an inquiry, you won't be notified by email. We'll write to you formally.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
Here, do you want to borrow a pen?
Okay.
250, please.
Monumentally!
Hello, friends. I'm here to ask all the big questions. What's it all about? Why am I here? Do you know a good accountant? This week, I talk to young Bono in my new series, The Meaning of Cash. Hello, Bono.
Peace out, man. Peace.
Bono, if I don't ask you this, I'll be criticised. And if I do ask you this, I'll be criticised. And hither and thither and betwixt and between and so on and so forth. But on the subject of U2's taxation,
yes.
Why did you move your business to the Netherlands?
Well, the surprising thing here is U2 behaving like a business.
Yes, like Apple.
Well, I brought Apple here and Google and Facebook and Tato and the Bog of Allen.
Yes.
But the thing is, there are some very clever people in government and the revenue.
Not clever enough, it seems.
Who've attracted business here.
Not yours, it seems, Sonny.
But in the end, Gay, we're tax sensible.
Yes, you two don't pay it here.
Well, would you keep your money here?
I have little money, Bonio, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Ripped off I was. Twice, I'll have you know.
I am amazed at the intelligence of the Irish people not to take to the streets and protest.
They're just too tired.
They're so clever the way they sit at home, silently angry in their empty housing estates.
What are you actually talking about, Bonavox? My dear old friend, have you gone completely mad?
It's the Irish genius of not turning on the heating or feeding their children, creatively going hungry themselves, and really smart ones are emigrating. It's heroic.
Okay, well done, Sonny, well done. We have to leave it there.
Cool.
Next week on this series, I speak to the young god in my new show, The Meaning of Bono.
Great.
Until next week, friends. Can I hit your lift back with you Southside, Sonny?
Are you mad? I'm not staying in this kip. I'm off to Nice.
Get the jet ready. I'm out of here.
Dear, oh dear, dear, oh dear. Insufferable bullocks.
Is business jargon getting you down? Are you confused by the complex language of the financial dictionary? In this series of Stupid Simple, we demystify the banking world with Simple Speak from David Drum.
Stupid f***ing simple.
Lesson 1. We require capital injection, please.
We need the moolah. You have it, so you're going to give it to us. We need the f***ing loans because we're running out of money.
Let's reach critical mass.
Jack the rates up. Get the f***ing money in. Get it in.
When can I expect a liquidity flow to commence?
Ask the tick question. When is the cheque arriving? Do you want the f***ing keys now?
I'm not overly cautious about abnormal currency markets.
So f***ing what? Just take it anyway. Stick the fingers up.
I practice a form of robust lending from the central bank.
We'll be going down there with our arms swinging. Do you have the cheque here now for the loan?
An important meeting at the Department of Finance.
Kind of a powwow.
Your call is being recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
I should be recording these calls just for the f***ing crack.
Our profession comes with it huge responsibilities, given the large amount of capital and deposits under our care.
Another day, another billion.
Sorry, excuse me, I can't seem to get a signal on my mobile. The whole bloody 3 network is down. Could you tell me how to get to Sheriff Street?
No problem. Carry on down there, the keys down there, then take the left of the tree.
Which tree?
The tree, down there. Oh, you can't really miss it, it's a massive yoke.
It's just that I can see a few trees along there.
Can you really? Are you sure you should be driving?
The sat-nav told me to turn left at the O2.
No. You used to turn right at the O2, but now you turn at the tree.
So, is the O2 not there anymore?
No, it is, but it's the tree now.
Okay. I really seem to be missing the point here.
Ah, yeah. So we're all missing the point.
Welcome back. We're joined in studio by Paul Williams of the Irish Indo, who broke the Anglo tape story. This was some scoop, Paul Williams.
Well, I enjoy a scoop as much as the next man, Sean, but ultimately, I think we might have failed our readers this week.
But you've revealed more in 2 days than the state has in 5 years, Paul.
Well, that's all grand. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, a week into this, we have been unable to come up with decent nicknames for those involved.
I don't understand.
Well, let me put it this way. You'll be familiar with notorious gangsters like the General, the Penguin, Big Toe Joe, Salad Fingers, Where's Willie, and the Vat Man.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yet we still haven't come up with anything decent to name this Anglo shower.
Well, how about Drummer Boy?
That's shite.
Bowie, Bowlegged for John Bow.
It's not bad. Dickie Bow.
Peter Fitz is harder, though. Quick Fitz, Jimmel Fitz.
Mini Fitz. The Laughing Fitz. That'll do, Sean.
Haha. What have we learned from all of this?
We've learned in this country how Rip Off Ireland finally came about. The fella who valued your house in 2006, he picked it out of his arse. The price of the pint you had last night, they picked it out of their arse. The MPPR, the Universal Social Charge, Household Charge, water metering, septic tank levies. They picked those out of their arse, Sean.
The Taoiseach says an Oireachtas banking inquiry is the only way to get to the truth.
When he's talking through his arse.
Do you think anyone will be jailed?
They will in their arse.
Hack Williams, good afternoon.
Thanks a million, Bulldog. Aye. So that is why, Minister, my legislation for a banking inquiry will be known as Howland's Law.
Because it's short and nasty.
We in the Labour Party have a proven track record after 6 months presiding over Europe.
Really?
We've sorted out all of the outstanding global issues.
Have you
now? Like the crisis in Syria, where the Taoiseach's work has been more than exemplary. I bet that's him calling right now, no doubt with details of a peace accord he has personally negotiated. Yes, hello, Taoiseach.
This is Mary from Aircom. Will you accept a reverse charge call, please?
Yes, of course. He must have run out of credit, Michael.
That's because you boys have been taking the credit since you came into office.
Hello, Taoiseach.
Brendan, is that you?
Yes.
You have to get me out of here. This is ground zero out here.
But we don't have an embassy in Syria, Taoiseach. I'll contact the British.
Syria?
Yes, we have to get you out of the war zone.
No, I'm at Ely Place.
What?
Headquarters. Oh. The Labour Parliamentary Party meeting has just started.
Ooh.
I need a rescue team.
Well,
get away, Colum.
We'll send in a peacekeeping mission immediately.
And bring some sandwiches, will you?
What?
I like the chicken tikka ones with extra mayo.
Ooh.
I haven't had a dinner since lunchtime.
Mm.
Get back, Shortall. Those Ferrero Rochers belong to me. Do we have any cake?
This episode of Kellen's Kicks is on the Radio Player, which for years has been murdering innocent tapes. I'm Paul Williams, fighting on behalf of tapes. I'm also known as the cassette. The B-side is coming up after the break. All episodes of Callan's Kicks are on the RTE Radio Player. So if you're listening in from Germany, let me disassociate myself from this crowd. I'm actually of Indian extraction and I'm a medical doctor. Thanks.
Get out of my seat, Jimmy. That's my seat. Come on,
my seat. Okay, order in the house. Order. Allow the Taoiseach without interruption. Please, shut up now.
John Corla, without further delay, I wish to propose the setting up of an independent, non-partisan, irrectus committee inquiry which will objectively and efficiently find Fianna Fáil wholly responsible for the banking crisis. The recession, and the sequence of events which catastrophically led to myself, Phil Hogan, James Riley, and others reaching government through no fault of our own.
You left out Shatter and Richard Bruton going forward.
Then, Kion Corla, we can allow the criminal justice system to fully prosecute those responsible for our economic collapse, who we hope will get a maximum penalty of a €5,000 fine and a half hour of community service mowing the lawns at the K Club.
That is far too lenient. You should give them 2 hours. I make them water the flowers as well.
And I will not interfere. I will not interfere in any way with the inquiry, except to say that John McGuinness may not be on it and that his wife should not be following him.
Hello, Deputy Martin, without interruption, shut up!
Concorla, I believe we should appoint a respected independent judge from overseas to head up a tribunal of inquiry. A judge who's used to settling disputes. Who's used to settling disputes over money. Judge Judy.
Order! Put Minister Howland down, Deputy McGrath.
Can we go on holidays now, Concorla?
You've no bloody
manners! Hello, dear. So sorry I'm late. I'm the busiest woman in the world.
Miriam, we have John Bowen, Peter Fitzgerald waiting for you inside there.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait to tear those new ones. My Twitter will explode.
I'm sorry, Mir. This is for Miriam. Meet. You can't savage them.
What? Oh, no. I thought this was prime time. I'm so busy. My guests today on Miriam Meets are old friends John Bowe and Peter Fitzgerald.
Hello, Miriam.
You guys have been friends for years. Yeah. How come?
I think it's because we make each other laugh. And John is such a great mimic. He does a priceless central banker.
He's so good at it. Give us a blast, John.
Jesus, lads, that's a lot of dash.
You have to have the crack, Miriam, though, you know.
That is so true.
Yeah.
Funny and true.
I mean, I can do a couple of voices as well, but I just can't sing as well as John. He is just absolutely brilliant at it.
Can you do Harley Peace?
You mean the song? No, I'm not going to sing it again.
I'll go on.
Yeah, do it.
Come on, you'll be great.
Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles.
You can make Peter laugh so easily, John. You must be a very jolly person, Peter.
Well, you would too if you got promoted after Angler went bust.
John, do you sing to make him laugh?
No, I don't have to. Watch this. 7 billion. Never pay it back. Draw them in, they'll protect us.
stop. I'll be sick.
Sorry about that again, Miriam, but you can relax now because David Drum is in the studio for you.
Finally. Revenge is mine. I'm going to rip the eyes out of his little skull. And then
sorry, it's for Saturday night with Miriam, so keep it light, all right?
Oh, for f***'s sake.
Hello and welcome back to Drive Time. We have uncovered new tapes, this time from September 2010, from Brian Cowan's voicemails while attending a conference in Galway.
Biffod's yourself here. Biffod is setting a reminder for himself to be up in the morning for the interview. It's been pardoned to get a good night's sleep. It's 8 o'clock now, so 1 pint, 2 pints maximum, and straight to bed. Give me a ring when you get this.
Biffod, it's me again. I mean you. It's midnight now, and I'm only starting to appreciate you properly for the first time. That night 2 years ago, I can't believe you got through the night of the guarantee without a feed of pints. And not even one verse of the latest Ponzi chain. You're some soldier. They'll never forget you now in this country. Legacy complete. We must organize a round of golf now to celebrate. I'm taking the rest of the year off.
Here, I'll do my impression of Obama. Oh, chance I'm after spilling me pint, lad.
Biffo, it's yourself here. I'm going to bed now. Up in an hour from morning in Ireland. Just looked in the mirror. I'm going so green you could call me John Gormley. We're up Shite Creek without a paddle. As they say in the Jaws film, we're going to need a bigger vote.
I'm in bed now. One last thing. Don't ever let yourself be caught on tape.
Wait, is this thing recording or what?
Suppose I'll just sleep in the suit. Not much point in taking it off now.
Tonight I'm going to play a tape which will shock viewers and make them feel utterly miserable that they're out of work and in negative equity, while clowns and jokers like these continue to make money acting like idiots. It wasn't recorded in 2008 like recent tapes, but rather last Monday in these very studios right before we went on air. Play it there, please.
Live in 5 minutes.
Yeah. So, Finan, any holidays planned at all?
Yeah, a few.
How long are you going to go away for?
A while.
Can you tell us how long?
No.
Why not?
Well, why should I?
Because I'm asking you, and I'm perfectly entitled to.
Vincent, I am sick of your attitude
what?
Towards tall ginger quiff journalists in your programme.
Hang on.
Just because I'm ginger doesn't mean I can't jet off into the sun for a bit of colour. So lose the attitude.
Don't be haranguing me, Finan.
You had an attitude towards a ginger fella in this programme a few weeks ago too, who you kicked around for your fun.
What's a attitude? Anyway, let's forget about it. We just get on with it.
All right. Okay, right.
How long now?
2 minutes. 2 minutes to air.
Right, yeah. It's a lovely cup of tea. You're drinking black tea, Finan. Do you want some milk in your tea?
No.
Why? Do you prefer it black or something?
I'm not telling you that.
Why? Why not?
It's because I don't have to.
I just ask you a pertinent question.
Because I'm sick of your attitude.
What?
Is my tea too ginger for you now, is
Hold
it?
Hold on.
It's the only way I can stay awake during this programme, especially when Constantinople here is on.
Constantine.
May I make an interjection at this point?
Shut up,
Constantinople.
It's really bad attitude.
And now it's time for the Book on One. This week we've been listening to Alan Shatter's novel, Laura. The minister has rewritten his 1989 bodice ripper to include more modern references. In tonight's episode, Laura and the lonely TD finally get it on.
Laura found the Count's office on Google Maps. He was sitting there as normal, sifting through private phone records and secret guard reports. As soon as their eyes met, Laura knew they would be together. She put her iPhone on silent and tousled her hair. He stood to his full 4.5-foot height and literally flew to her side. She dug her fingers into his bat wings and heard his breathing become heavy. "Is there something wrong?" she said. "It's just the asthma," said the Count, as they fell to the floor. "I want to know everything about you," she whispered. "Don't worry, Laura," said he. "I already know everything about you." Then he flew straight out the window, but she knew they would see each other again soon on Gmail chat. He knew exactly where to find her, as he had all her records, including her social welfare file.
Hello, you've reached Peter Derek Quinn. Leave a message unless you're from Revenue, NAMA or a judge.
Peter, it's Edward Snowden here, you know, the whistleblower. I'm the guy who spied on people's calls and stuff. In fact, I bet they're listening into me right now, so...
Snowden's on the line again. He's leaving a message for some other guy who's on the run. Goes by the name Peter.
How about you, Edward? Peter, is that really you? Aye. Never answer the phone until you know who's at the other end. What can I do for you? Oh, I see. They're trying to extradite me, Peter. I had to flee China. Tell me about it. Where are you now? Moscow. Well, you wouldn't want to hang around there for too long. They'll rob you blind, those Ruskies. Oh, where do I go then? I was thinking of Ecuador, maybe Brazil. Iceland. God, no, man. I'll tell you where you should be heading, right? Yeah.
Guys, you getting this? We have him now. Take a note of his bolt hole.
I have a perfect safe haven for you. Oh, thank God. A safe haven at last. A tropical hideaway with beautiful beaches, maybe palm trees, sunshine all day long. Just like Hawaii, right?
Well, not exactly. Still, nobody will ever be able to get you to face justice. Do you ever hear tell of a place called Ross Lay? Snowden? Snowden, are you there?
Guys, that was a negative. We've lost him.
Yeah, we have all the latest results now, and there was certainly shock in Burma, where Telenor beat Dennis O'Brien 1-0 in the Myanmar mobile phone final. It was thought that O'Brien was odds on for that win. Also a bad day for his right-hand man, PJ Mara, who incidentally is doing well in his match. Mara, 71, baby girl, 6 weeks. Meanwhile, in Italy, Berlusconi followed up on his amazing scoring record in the Bunga Bunga League with a disappointing result in his end-of-season game with the judicial system. Currently, it's judicial system 7, Berlusconi 0. But, of course, he is famous for his comebacks, and there might be a couple of replays yet. Here at home, Anglo-Irish, captained by David Drum, beat a combined team of the Central Bank, Fianna Fáil, Germany, Britain, the EU and the people of Ireland by 34 billion to nil, having led by only 7 billion at half-time. It wasn't pretty to watch, and indeed, Anglo stars Peter Fitzgerald and John Bow have been cited for stamping on the Irish economy during the game. Other domestic results, O2 Network 3, 3 Network down. That's it for now.
Welcome back to 6-1 in what must surely be a landmark moment to end a nation's apathy. Gardaí in riot gear, preparing for a weekend of unrest over the Anglo tapes. David Murphy's at the GPO in Dublin. Any sign of trouble yet, David?
There are literally thousands of people here at Dobbo.
Wow.
Huge, huge crowds.
Yeah.
But all of them work for RTE News.
What? Where's the rage? Where's the outcry, David?
I did, however, speak to some irate people earlier.
Oh, good.
And this is what they had to say.
Thank heavens for this.
Ah, it's sickening it is. It's a total disgrace. I mean, Dublin should have bet them the first day. Kilkenny will destroy us in the replay.
Can you tell me how to get to Guyanese?
When is Kate Middleton, Joe? That'll be right crack.
Jesus, I must do the lotto now. Did they find that winner yet?
So, as you heard there, a real sense of anger on the streets.
What the hell was that, David? Where's the blood on the streets? The flames? The torches?
I don't like when you shout at me. It's been a very stressful week already.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Let's go to Tipperary now, where a correspondent Plastic Sheeting is monitoring the rage down there. Plastic?
Silage makes the heart grow fodder, Dubbo.
What?
It's summertime here, but the only heat is on the streets.
Oh, good.
Where two women were seen arguing over corned beef in a local butcher's. Matty McGrath says he's inundated with strongly worded sideways glances and angry sounding Massey Ferguson's.
Oh, for heaven.
Also
experienced a rise in temperatures, Dabo, while attending the opening of a rabbit race in Tipperary.
Kieran Maloney, what are you doing there?
Well, Dabo, Tip is technically in the Midlands, and as Midlands
cars. Are you on drugs, Yikabog? Tip is in the south. That's my turf.
Well, turf luck to you, as it borders with Offaly and Leash, is in the Midlands.
The south!
Okay, we really have to go. Let's wrap up the report, please.
It remains to be seen.
It's going to get worse before it gets a whole lot better.
Plastic Sheeting.
Kieran Maloney. RTE News.
Clanmel.
That was my line. You're
right. Right, well, there we have to leave it, gentlemen. And, oh, finally a bit of outrage. And the Garda helicopter and the riot squad are there as well. We have to go. The Irish Open is next. Stay tuned.
I'm here at Carton House with Rory McIlroy. Rory, it must be nice to be back playing in front of a home crowd.
Well, Carton is not my home, Greg. My home is in Florida with my girlfriend Caroline.
Yes, of course, but the Irish Open...
Wait, you mean the Ireland Open, Greg? I think you mean...
All of the home fans here must make it special for you, Rory.
Well, hold up a wee minute, buddy. I think you mean familiar fans, Greg, from all of the islands of the North Atlantic archipelago. Period.
Yes, well, it is a tournament all Irish golfers look forward to.
Well, I'm sure they do, Greg. So do British golfers, of course, and Isle of Man golfers.
Well, then, are you looking forward to the British Open?
I think what you mean there is the other island open, buddy.
Okay, well, speaking of the other island, I see Caroline has crashed out of Wimbledon.
Yeah, I was trying to follow it on something called TG4, but I can't make out a word of it. It's in some foreign language.
That's actually Irish, Rory.
Oh, right. Wow, well, that's why I didn't understand. On it then, because it's not in my native tongue.
And is English your native tongue, the language of your home?
Oh, Neil Sogum.
Thanks, Ormac.
To Fulcher Road, Greg. Slán.
Callan's Kicks is back next Friday, and it's regulated by the central bank and the financial regulator, which means they won't have a clue what's going on until they hear a tape in 5 years' time. I'm Paul Williams, and I'm taping you, Bridie. See you next week.